You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, this play.
Out of the gun, looking for options. They're chasing after him. Throws to the end zone, and it's intercepted, and it falls incomplete. It was intended for Harris.
Oh, my goodness.
12-3 at the time. Big fourth down stop in the red zone for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, if Andy Reid kicks the field goal, it becomes 12-6. It becomes a one-score game. Even underneath a one-score game, you tie it with a touchdown, and then you go ahead and you win it with an extra point. Later in the game, if things continue down that way, then you have that field goal drive instead of a touchdown drive. Now, there's more at play here. It was just as the third quarter became the fourth quarter, so it was very early. It's also fourth and two on the four. If you're Andy Reid, you want to try to sell it to me that you want to go for it, okay. I think it's ridiculous anyway. You should kick. But if you want to go for it, you still have a line to gain before the goal line. Why not run the football? I know you hadn't had a lot of success running the football, but it's just wrong all the way around from Andy Reid. He should be – termination should be considered with a move like this, especially for a guy who is so – he never does things like this. He's so conservative in his play calling. That lost his team an opportunity to get close to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It did, but it also – you know, you take your past games into that one as well in decision making. You're 5-0. You're in a good place. I'm going to bet on my guys. We haven't had an opportunity to score a touchdown all afternoon. Here, this might be the only one. He said he was thinking four downs all along. So he bet on his guys and lost. Hindsight, he wished he kicked it. He said that. But yeah, it was a bad call. But I like guys. I like coaches that bet on their own guys and was playing pretty much house money when you're 5-0 at this point. But overall, paper-wise, you don't make that call. You kick it.
I do like guys that go for it in some situations, but that way that game was being played and the way the Steelers had, like, they had to kick that field goal earlier with their own red zone ineptitude, I would have kicked the field goal in that instance, just given the score, given the time, given the entire situation.
There's no way in any situation that you run that play and throw it in the end zone. There's no way. You kick the field goal all day long. I don't even think that you it's not even a question.
No one in the press conference, Colin, says, why'd you kick that?
Right. You never get questioned for kicking it, for bringing it within one score. Because it's 12-6. You're going to get the ball back. I mean, and your defense. This is a Pittsburgh Steelers offense that we talk about the 30 points. We talk about all this. Your defense was actually, up until that point, you'd given up 12 points. You'd been doing a pretty darn good job against Ben Roethlisberger. Even though Le'Veon Bell was running the football a lot, you really, point-wise, were doing a pretty good job. And then you stopped them. You stopped them thereafter. After you didn't score, you stopped them and got the ball back again and then scored that touchdown. You know? So it was – things could have played out. If I'm Kansas City fan this morning, I am furious at Andy Reid for that sequence in the first part of the fourth quarter. Furious. I want his job. I want him out. I'm being a little bit, stretching it here a little, but that's the difference between potentially being undefeated this morning and Andy Reid's. Andy Reid screwed it up. Nobody else did. Andy Reid screwed it up. Would they have won the game anyway? Probably. I don't know. But you have a much better chance if you kick that field goal.
Yeah, I'm looking bad. That also came after a Steelers sequence where, you know, I thought that holding, Bell had a 25-yard run down to, what, the 17-yard line, and there was a holding call on Finney that I thought was,
Plus, Mike Mitchell handed you points, you have to take them. You don't have to get a
touchdown.
That's
true, but what I'm saying is that the Steelers ended up punting from, like, inside the Kansas City 40.
Right.
And, I thought that was one where maybe the Steelers could have gone for it on fourth down. It was like
that was
fourth
a touchback
and,
too, which...
fourth and 1.5. And you're right. They got lucky on the holding call on that they started from the 10, but then like you pointed out, Colin, they got the tack on against Mitchell. But you know what? I want to give the Steelers defense some credit though in that sequence because it looked like, I mean, this Chiefs offense, we talked about how great Alex Smith had been and we talked about, you know, they got the leading rusher in the league. The tight end was back. So they held him in check, by the way, which is a pretty big deal that Travis Kelce made a couple plays, but that was it. But they tried to run the ball. They tried to do what we're saying the Steelers should have done, which is run, 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 and the Steelers held them. The Steelers forced the three straight running plays, 4 yards, 3 yards, 1 yard, and so the defense forced the issue. You know, I think we all agree that Kansas City should have kicked in that instance, though.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.